And sisters, why don't we take just a little bit of time? We've had a few words and senses. The first one actually comes from Philippa, and she's had a sense really much earlier in the week for us. And so I'll ask Philippa if she'd at this point unmute. And Philippa, would you like to share your sense? And we can just listen up in a prayerful way and just sense what the Lord might be saying to us corporately, but also individually from Philippa's word. And then we have a couple of other senses.
So the passage I want to share is from Jeremiah 32. And it's a passage where the Lord asks Jeremiah to buy a field in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was a city that at the time was under siege and it was surrounded and about to be destroyed. And just to give a bit of a background, so Jeremiah had prophesied that the city would fall into enemy's hands, that the king would be captured, and for that he was taken into prison. And while he was in prison, the Lord told him that his cousin would come and sell him a field in Jerusalem, and that he should buy it, a very expensive field, and that he should buy it. And so it happened like that, and Jeremiah did what he was told. But he didn't understand it. He wasn't very happy about it. And he questioned the Lord. He starts by saying, Lord, you are great. You are an amazing God. You do wonderful things. Nothing is impossible to you. You brought us out of Egypt. You gave us a land of milk and honey. This same land we are now in, and that is under siege. You said it will be destroyed. And yet you told me, go and spend all this money and buy a field in it. What is this? And he was not understanding why the Lord had told him to do that. And the Lord responds in verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? He confirms that, yes, Jerusalem will fall into enemy's hands. It will be destroyed because of the sin of the people. But then he says in later on in verse 37, behold, I will gather them from all the countries to which I drove them in my anger and my wrath. And in great indignation, I will bring them back to this place and I will make them dwell in safety. And they shall be my people and I will be their God. I will make them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them. I will rejoice in doing them good and I will plant them in this land in faithfulness with all my heart and all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great disaster upon these people, so I will bring upon them all the good that I promised them. Fields shall be bought in this land of which you are saying it's a desolation without man or beast. It is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. Fields shall be bought for money and deeds shall be signed and sealed and witnessed in the places about Jerusalem, in the cities of the hill country, where I will restore their fortunes, declares the Lord. And I really felt the Lord saying to each one of us what he says, Jeremiah, go and spend that money, buy that expensive field, invest in it. Against all odds, take a chance, trust in me. I had the sense that things might feel hopeless and hard once again. We might feel surrounded and the siege. And the Lord knows that. He doesn't deny it. He acknowledges that. But then he says, after that, there is hope. Yeah. I feel he's reminding us of the promise he made to each one of us to give us a future and a hope. And it's nothing new, nothing that we don't already know. But I really felt the Lord wanted to remind us and encourage us.
Thank you, Philippa. When I heard Philippa's words and I was thinking and praying about it, I just had the sense to read from Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with the surging. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. How true all those words are and the word to us now. Let's take that word from the Lord's sense for Philippa to heart to our different situations in these days. Ben, would you just share your brief word? Just I think in some ways it confirms it in a very soft way, just the sense of just trusting in the Lord. Ben, please.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, it's very similar. It's Psalm 52, verse 9. I will hope in your name, for your name is good. I think the sense very much was that God is testing us in whichever way, you know, it appeals to everyone at the moment. But he is saying us, we must not lose hope. We must keep faith in him. You know, continue to produce miracles amongst us.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Very good, very good. And the other word that I think we've had is from Bob. Bob's going to give a word in tongues. And Bob and I have been chatting away through the last while, my asking, do you have an interpretation? Because in good order, we'd like to have an interpretation. But we're not quite sure yet whether, but so we're going to do it anyway. And Bob senses he may have an interpretation, but we'll see if that comes out. If it doesn't, I'm sure the Lord will provide at another time an interpretation of his word. So, Bob, would you like to share in tongues? And then if the Lord gives you an interpretation, brilliant. If somebody else, as Bob's sharing, has a sense, please just, as soon as you can afterwards, unmute and go for it, because we haven't tried to do the sort of words in tongues on Zoom. It's a little trickier. So, Bob.
Que dorve braki teresa na dana mi pia ki ro soro. Pamrati kortoro dredieni mi piki di sato toro e kala la kira tite. Membrandoro to kovala la karta artiri, tisano tro porta ki retiri yon toro. Mi mi ricantro, papra torto, kartorto triani, mi piki se to toro. Andra parte, ti ate kiri sato, tortor, ti ora le kia. I say to you again, as I have said before, says the Lord, I love you. You are very dear to me. Hold fast to me in good times and in bad, not just in hard times, but in good times. Hold fast to me. In all things, make me your treasure. For I am the steadfast one. I am the one that's reliable. I am the one that will give you bounty and richness physically, even in property, but also richness in your very heart. Hold fast to me, says the Lord, in bad times and in good times.
I just had a very strong sense that the Lord was saying, I have walked before you. I have trod the path that you are asked to walk right now. And I have done this for you. I have been there before you, and I will always be with you.
I think that sense sort of, it was similar to Bob's. It was like, I love you throughout this whole time. I'll look after you. Like, he said some other stuff, but I didn't get it all. But that was mainly what
Thank
I got.
You. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you, Raina. Thank you, Bob.
I had a sense as well of God saying, I keep covenant. I'm a God who keeps covenant and keeps my promises.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's take those words to heart. Let's take the sense that, which we all know, and it's a truth restated in a prophetic form, that the Lord is with us. And he will be working and is working in the midst of, well, we can only describe them as challenging times. And each of those challenges is different for different ones of us, but they're challenging times. Let's trust that the Lord is there holding out in faith our deep hope that our Lord cares and our Lord knows. Amen.